What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode, another edition of the No Luck At It podcast, the number one podcast for young entrepreneurs and wantrepreneurs who are tired of being wantrepreneurs. Listen, man, your boy is back, right? I know it's been a minute. I know it's been a minute since we rapped, but I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I had to get clear and get clarity, right? I'm trying to be deep this morning. I had to get clear and get clarity. But today is Monday, April 11th, right? It's about 8:12 a.m. as I'm recording this podcast. And I promise you, like, we on a different level now, right? We on a different level. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me hit my, because y'all think it's the same. This ain't the same podcast. Let me hit my drop. Hey, we different now. We different now. You feel me? Like, we didn't level up. I couldn't leave and come back the same, right? We got drops now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we doing things a little bit different this time around. We in the second quarter of the year, and as you know, every quarter means something different, right? And I truly believe, like, quarter one, y'all, like, it was like acceleration for us, right? It was like acceleration, but it came to a screeching halt. Like, about 60 days in, things really got a little wild, got a little bit crazy, and I had to really, like, sit back, reflect, dig deep, learn the lessons, press forward. Like, there was a lot that happened, but today we're not even going to dissect all of that. We are going to focus on one thing that I got from that period that I've been gone. Right. We're just going to focus on one thing that I'm going to get out of here. Like, we're not going to spend a lot of time. I got a busy day ahead of me. I know you got the same. I don't want to waste none of your time. I want to give you value and I want to get out of here. We'll get into all the backstory stuff a little bit later. But I did an exercise that was super powerful. Right. And we're going to run through that today. So, like I said, we're not going to do a lot of backstory today. So I just need you to focus in on what I'm saying. I was in a sauna, and I don't know where it even came from, right? But I just felt that I needed to get some things down on paper. Like I needed to get my life back in order. I had become so focused on business that I had, like, totally forgot other aspects of my life. Outside of my family, outside of my health, like, I had totally neglected, like, purpose. And I truly believe, you know, building this business, building healthy businesses, I do believe that's a part of my purpose. But when I say I forgot my purpose, like, for those of you who've been rocking me for a minute, you know that, like, going to the schools is, like, a huge part of my development and my purpose in life, right? Like, I go to the schools, I speak to the students, I ran a program for years. I've been speaking at schools for years, and I had kind of got away from that because I was so focused on business, right? So I had to recalibrate. I had to get that back in order, because the one thing that I realized, y'all, is that if you're so focused on profit, like, you're going to get it. Like, let's not get it twisted. Like, you're going to get it. You're going to get the profit, but you're not going to feel fulfilled on the back end of that. And sometimes your life will start to fall apart in other ways, right? Things will start to fall apart just to get you centered back on whatever it is that you're lacking. So I'm realizing, y'all, that in life, we got to keep all of our jars full, all of them. Like, if we're talking about spirituality, we got to keep that jar full. If we're talking about our family and our relationships, we got to keep that jar full. If we're talking about fitness, we got to keep that jar full. If we're talking about purpose, we got to keep that jar full. And there's moments in our lives where we focus on one jar. We only focus on one jar. There's multiple pillars in life. But we start to focus heavily on one because maybe that's the one that's lacking. Or maybe you got a dream of developing one or having one far exceed the others, right? So if you got a financial goal or you got a dream of building a company, you may put all your energy into that one jar and totally neglect your health or your family or your outside relationships or your purpose. Or if you're so focused on purpose and now you're not paying attention to the financial aspects or the spiritual aspects, there are times in our lives, y'all, where we focus on the thing that we're trying to develop the most. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's very important that we keep the other things full as well. Now, we still may pour a little bit more into the whatever one we're trying to develop at the moment. However, the other one shouldn't be empty. I'm talking good already. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got to hit the air horns again. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the other one shouldn't be empty. The other one should not be empty, y'all, at all. Now, like I said, one, you might have to pour so much in that it's overflowing, but the other ones shouldn't be on empty. The other ones should have at least be on half a tank, at least. So I went through this exercise, y'all, and this exercise is very simple. The very first thing that I wrote down was, and I asked myself this question, what does Destry truly want? So whoever's listening to this, whatever your name is, insert your name. I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to write this down. Now, if you can't do that right now, you might be at your desk. You might be some, I don't know. Put it in your phone. Put it somewhere. Or come back to the podcast, because this podcast is going to be very practical. You're going to need a pen and a paper and some paper. Or your phone or whatever. Whatever you take notes with. What does blank, your name, insert your name, truly want? And I wrote down four things, and I'm going to be as transparent as possible. Number one, and this ain't in no particular order, Destry, myself, truly wants freedom. I value freedom, right? Now, remember we talked about multiple jars being full. There's areas that I am free in, right? Spiritually, emotionally, relation, you know, all these things. I'm free in these areas. However, there's one area that I really want to be free in, and that's financially. So what does Destry want? Freedom. The next one was service, right? I truly want to be of service. I realize, y'all, that part of my gifts is service. That's one of my gifts. That's the thing I do. Like when I go to the schools, that's service. This podcast is service. Some things that I do in the community, service. So I want freedom. I want service. What does Destry truly want? Number three, success. I like winning. Like, I like success. I like succeeding at things. It doesn't matter really what it is. If I do it, I want to succeed at it. So what does Destry really want? I want success. Now, am I talking about financial success? Absolutely. Am I talking about business success? Absolutely. Am I talking about a success in my marriage? Absolutely. Success as a father? Absolutely. I want to be well-rounded. I want every jar to have success in it. The last one, fulfillment. I want to be fulfilled. So not only do I want to succeed, I want to live so much in purpose and live so much on purpose that I'm fulfilled at the end of the day. Like literally, like my jar is full. I want to die empty. I want to be fulfilled. I want to come home and my kids still love me and happy that I'm there. My wife still loves me and happy I'm there. When we build this company out, I want the people who work with us to be happy when I come into the company. I don't want them to be like, oh man, the boss is here. Like, I don't want that. I want to be fulfilled in everything that I do. So that was number one. What do you truly want? Write it down. Number two, write about each one using the words, I will. Uh-oh. Write about each one. So when I talked about freedom, like I said, I will be financially free. And I will be financially free because da, 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 da. I just wrote about each one. I will live my life in service. I will be successful. I will have fulfillment. Like I wrote these things down. I wrote about each one. Some was longer. Some were shorter. Each one was at least a paragraph. I want you to go through this exercise. Because the thing is, like, we go through this life, y'all, and we talk about the things that we want, and we know what we want, and we going after what we want, right? Like we know, but do we really know? Like, how much time have you spent with it? How much mental energy have you really spent? Can you put it into a sentence what you want and why you want it? And can you speak it in a way that you know that it's going to happen? I feel like I'm cooking. Hold on. I feel like I'm cooking. I feel like I'm cooking right now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm cooking. Next, I wrote down the things that I'm building and their purpose. Ooh, this one was deep. So number one, what do you truly want? Number two, write about each one using the words, I will. Number three, things that you are building and what their purpose is. Now, if you ain't building nothing, I don't know if this podcast is for you, but I wrote down the things that I'm building as far as my business, as far as my purpose with my program at the schools. I'm back at the schools now. We're talking about having an after-school program next year. Like we working for it, right? We making this thing happen. But it came from this clarity. I promise you, things didn't really move the way that they're moving right now until I sat down and got this clarity. Things I'm building in their purpose. I'm building RIB Athletics. What is RIB Athletics about? RIB Athletics is about promoting fitness through activewear. We sell shoes, we sell clothes, we sell activewear, right? But the purpose behind it is to promote fitness through activewear. We understand that you got to have the right shoes to really work on your health, right? You don't want to be running in some Converses. You know what I'm saying? And when you go to the gym, you want to look good. So you want to have the right activewear. Ladies, I know y'all want to wear the leggings, the yoga pants. You know what I'm saying? They got, you know, you just. So we're promoting fitness through activewear. With the WAR program, the whole thing about this program is to inspire, motivate, develop, teach, and lead youth ages 13 to 18. We getting specific. And then I got a third one with this No Luck platform that I got. And we're not going to go into that one yet because that one is like in the making, right? I don't even want to put it out there yet. You know what I'm saying? People will steal your ideas. I'm just going to be honest, right? But it's written down. You got one of those that right now it's in your head. Write it down. You don't got to tell nobody, but write it down. All right, now we're getting deeper. Number four. I wrote, what is Destry's purpose? I wrote a sentence, right? Some people will call this a mission statement, whatever you want to call it. I wrote down my sentence in one line and I memorized it. My purpose is to serve God, lead my family, use my gifts to live in my purpose, build healthy businesses, and embody vitality. That's all of my pillars in one. Spirituality, family relationships, purpose, business, health. All in one. Serve God, lead my family, use my gifts to live in my purpose, build healthy businesses, embody vitality. Take your time. Write it down. Write it down. It's important that we write these things down. It's important that we know what these things are. It's important. Because if we don't, if we don't, guess what happens? Guess what happens when we don't know? We go through our life and we just do stuff. We're just doing stuff. Most people cannot tell you their purpose in one sentence. Well, people can't tell you. They can't tell you what it is. They may act like they know what it is, but they can't really tell you in one sentence what their purpose is, or one word, what their purpose is. All right, the next one I wrote down, immediate goals. Immediate goals. And I wrote these down by my pillars. What's my immediate goal in my spiritual walk? I want to better my communication with God. We're not writing down 100 things. One thing for each pillar. I believe in dumbing things down, making it so that it's at the front of your mind. It's easy as far as to remember. It's easy to focus on one thing as humans. It's easy. The next one, media goal for family. We're talking about quality time. I'm trying to make sure that I'm spending quality time being present. And I've been really good at that lately. I've been really good at that lately. And I've been proud of that. I'll be honest. I've been real proud of that. Because I know that there have been plenty of times where I have not at all, like at all, been good at that. Not at all. Okay, the next one. We're going to the next one. The next one is service. One immediate goal. I want to build out this program that I'm doing right now. So my immediate goal. Next one, business. I'm going to do 20 listens a day. It's my business thing. Fitness. I'm going to complete the 75 hard program. Like, it's just one thing in each category. Nothing deep. But I'm keeping this at the forefront of my mind. All right, the next one. What is success to me? What is it to me? And I wrote these down pertaining to my pillars, right? When we talk about spirituality, we're talking about family, relationships, everything was surrounding my pillars. What is success to me? Success to me is serving God. It's my purpose. Success to me is serving God, leading my family, living in my purpose, building healthy businesses, embodying vitality. If I only do one of those things, it's not success. If I only do one, it's not success to me. So you got to know. You got to know what it is to you. Listen, I hope that this helped. Like I told you, we ain't even going into nothing. Today was just practical. My first day back with the pod, we going straight practical, because this is the thing that literally got my mind free. This is the thing that literally like gave me more energy. This is the thing that literally changed everything, because I recentered, I refocused, and I got back lined up. I'm clear now. I'm focused now. I'm ready. I can attack every day now with a different mindset now. It's different now. It's different. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all for listening. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Let me hit these drops as we get out of here. If you got any value from this podcast, any value, just a little bit. If you got any value, please share it. Please leave a review. And I will see you on the next one. We out. We are out of this thing. I appreciate y'all for listening. I told y'all, like, I really love doing this podcast. I really do. But I will not, I refuse just to show up and not really have nothing for y'all for real. You know what I mean? Like, just to show up, just to say I'm showing up, just to do an episode to say I'm doing an episode. No. If I got to get low and get clear just for me to bring back the fire or really add value, that's what I'm going to do. I know I want to do an episode every week, but guess what? Sometimes I got to step away and step back into it, and that's what we did. Listen, man, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all, and I will see you on the next episode of the No Luck At It podcast. Peace.